All right, guys, I am literally walking out the door right now to catch my flight to New York. And before I get into anything, I am just gonna say that when I fucking become way too powerful to ignore, the first thing that I'm gonna do is take these airlines down to their fucking knees, okay? Last night, I looked to change my flight. My return flight back, and it was like $90. I was like, this is great. This is so convenient. $90? Oh, wonderful. Of course I didn't do it. I woke up this morning, $450 fucking. $450 from last night, guys. This is insane. You airline people, Mr. United, all of you deserve to suffer. Like, you fucking suck. But today... But today is about pleasure. And specifically, orgasmic, fucking magical, sexual power in pleasure. Everyone knows that I am a huge advocate for pleasure as an end in and of itself, because we live in a fucking society that shames pleasure and makes us feel guilty for desiring it. But in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how pleasure is not just an end. It's also a means. It is a means to fucking change your life. So I am going to tell you how the orgasms that you are hopefully already having have the potential to change your fucking life. So enjoy the episode. I am going to go put New York and United Airlines on their fucking knees.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
What's up, sluts? Welcome back to Thy Queendom Come. I am your host, Queen Lo, and if you have listened to me or known me for any amount of time at all, you probably know that one of my deepest beliefs and passions for being in this industry and doing the work that I do, and just one of my overall core life fucking beliefs, is that sex and sexuality is our fucking life force. Like, put it on my fucking tombstone, on my fucking plaque, on the tree. I want to be a tree. When I'm buried, by the way, I don't want a fucking like weird tombstone. Put on my fucking plaque. Like, sex energy is our fucking life force. Not the actual act of just fucking pounding. That's not what I mean. Sexuality, intimacy. Sex creates life. And I know that's not like new information to most of you, but I mean it in the sense that it creates life, and that's not where it stops. Sex is creative energy, and we are creating throughout our lives every single day. Like, we are all the artists of our own lives. We are constantly making decisions that are creating our present. If you're into energy centers and chakras, I certainly am. Our sacral chakra, it is our second one. It is right below the navel. It houses our reproductive organs. And our sacral chakra, that energy center, is what is responsible for our creativity, for our radiance, for our magnetism, like for pleasure. And it goes beyond just sex. It goes far beyond just sex. And recently on Findom Twitter, and there's so many different like Twitter worlds that you can be a part of, but the one I'm a part of, Femdom Twitter, I've seen a lot of talk recently about the O method. And the responses that I've seen in these threads range from, holy shit, yes, I love the O method, it works, it's incredible, they're sharing success stories. And then there's this other camp that's like, what's that? I have no idea what this is. So what is the O method? Well, O method stands for the orgasm method. What is sex magic? Simply put, the O method is a method, a tool to manifesting using your orgasms. Sex magic is the belief that sex is fucking spiritual, that there's a connection to God in it, which again, like, it creates fucking life. So it's not a far jump to realize, like, when you're in these moments of ecstasy and pleasure and you're having these orgasms and you feel like you're fucking seeing God, like, you are in the midst of fucking creation. Like, even if you're not actively fucking creating a baby, like, but what it's not is like finger blasting yourself and crying out $1 million. Like, $1 million, please. Like, oh, like jacking your cock. Like, I want a fucking boat. I want a boat. I want a boat. Like, that's not it. That's not it. And I hear it said sometimes, you know, like saying what you want out loud when you're coming, you know, saying, oh, I want $10,000 in my bank account when you're coming. And I'll tell you why that it doesn't fit with me. I think you lose out a lot when you think of it as just like coming and declaring what it is, the physical thing that you want. So story time. I have a sub who I began working with well over a year ago now, and we'll call him Audio Bro because we have done several voice calls and talked for a long, long periods of time, but we've never done a video call. I have no idea what he looks like. He would call me, and he was very much a mental sub. Like, and there are, I love these types of subs, honestly. Like, a lot of times it's more of the mental back and forth and the stimulation and the conversation and the kind of pulling them out of their comfort zone and this. That's the type of submission that they are into, and it's much more psychological. And so a lot of our conversations, I was talking to him, getting to know him, and I learned that he was a successful businessman. He was married in a happy marriage. He loved his wife. He loves their relationship. They have a great sex life. So why is he here? And for him, something was missing. Something was missing within himself. He realized he did have this desire to be led by a dominant woman. Not to say that his wife isn't or couldn't embody that, but that's not the relationship dynamic that they set up. So what does he do with that? And so a lot of our conversations were just parsing through himself and his feelings and his desires and what that looks like in his relationship and being able to translate these things in his relationship and talk to his wife and in the ways where he can be authentic and seen and figuring out what he wants so that he can communicate that. And interestingly enough, actually, the reason that we never did a video call was because that was a boundary that him and his wife had put in place. She knew that he was on the platform. She knew that he talked to women on the platform. But the boundary was video calls. And he respected that, which I in turn very much respected. And then it came out that he realized that he was starting to develop this breeding kink for the first time ever. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's exactly what it fucking sounds like. The kink in and of itself is like, I'm breeding you with my fucking seed. Like, I am impregnating you. Like, I am fucking to impregnate. Now, if you're thinking that this isn't a kink that I would particularly engage with often, you're fucking right. As a dom, there's nothing wrong with a breeding kink. It's great. However, as a dom, no sub is impregnating me or even fucking thinking about it. However, because we had talked and I knew him and I knew where this desire was coming from, I did feel that I could help him in a certain way, that I could engage with it in a certain way. So what we did, I suggested a type of visualization, a sort of meditative guided masturbation. And one of my favorite guided meditations is this abundance meditation. And I love it so much. And in the beginning, she has us close our eyes and tune into our breathing and do a body scan. Body scans are so important. Like, start at your head, relaxing it, then your neck. And this is exactly what I did with him. We're on the phone and we're scanning his head, his neck, his shoulders, his chest, and his stomach, and his back, and his lower back, and his legs, and his toes. So now his body is relaxed and he's aware of it. He's in his body. He's present, which is what any type of meditation is essentially going to guide you to do. And then something that I also took from the specific meditation is she has us visualize this golden light. And we see this golden light and it comes in, we invite it in, it comes in through our skull and it takes over our body. Like this golden light that's this creative, abundant, glowing light. I think in the meditation, it's like this creative energy. We're seeing this golden light as this creative energy, like the ability to create whatever we want, right? This golden light is coming in through his body and now he's illuminating. And then eventually in this process, I introduced this visualization of a powerful feminine figure. Not me, not even necessarily his wife, but all of the things that he desired to feel in the presence of a powerful woman. He wanted to feel in awe. You're in awe of her beauty. You're struck. You desire her. She's in control. Like you're surrendering to her. How does that feel? Like that surrender, that feeling of you're going to be used for her pleasure. Like she is going to use you the way that she wants to. And as he's visualizing this feminine force, then I guide him to feel what it feels like. Feel her soft fingers tracing your skin. And I would instruct him to use his own hands to explore his arms, explore his chest. You know, does she wrap her fingers around his neck or pull his hair, exploring his body? And he's exploring his body with his own hands and attaching it to this very real visualization, this feeling that he has. And eventually in the end, when there was this release, it was connected back to this breeding kink, which honestly, I have such a hard time with the word breeding kink because it makes me feel like fucking cattle, you know? Like it really does. I hate that fucking word. Even when I'm talking about this beautiful experience and I'm like, and then tying it back to the breeding. Like, what the fuck? But ultimately, what he wants was to create this family with his wife. He wanted to actually have a physical manifestation of their love in the form of a child, and all of the best parts of himself that he could then use to create and combine with the best aspects of the most radiant, powerful, feminine energy. And you're using that to create life and picturing that and feeling that. And the orgasm is working in sync with that, right? There's been this buildup, this visualization, he's feeling these sensations physically on his body. He's not just going straight to his cock and whacking it. Like he's touching himself intimately and sensually, and he's allowing that sexual energy to flow in his body. And then ultimately in the end, there's this release that it was so powerful. It wasn't just, oh, he's coming and that's it. No, it was this visualization, and it was this feeling of he's releasing his life force and he's combining it with another life force in order to create life, and releasing that desire and that feeling like into the fucking universe. And immediately following our call, it was a long ass call. It was like 2 hours long. And immediately following it, he was, you know, like, holy fuck, I've never experienced anything like that. And I think a lot of men actually experience a lot of shame and guilt I think a lot of people in general, after they have moments of release. And that fucking sucks. And I'll get to more of why in here in a bit. But I just remember him feeling so like in ecstasy, so excited, so turned on for life. So he loved it. And guys, I shit you fucking not, I got a call from him about 5 weeks later. His fucking wife was pregnant, yo. She was fucking pregnant. And the message that he sent me was so fucking, I had chills. I still have chills when I think about it. He's like, I just can't help but think that experience had something to do with this. And it's so fucking powerful for him to feel like he got to take such a healthy and intentional excited, passionate energy into his relationship and then actually see that manifested and see that his wife was pregnant. And he reached back out to me right before the baby was born several months ago and just was kind of in awe again. And now he's, you know, thinking about what it looks like now in fatherhood and how he can use that experience to continue creating a life for his child and his family that is full of love and openness and honesty. And it's like fucking, that creates like generational change, truly, when kids get to grow up in that environment. People who are taking their own pleasure and health and desires seriously and putting value on that. But that's kind of a side rant. But even in my own experiences, like I have used this technique for years. And I swear to you, I have fucking manifested thousands of dollars through fucking masturbating. And again, we're not just rubbing it out to the idea of fucking cash or a baby, okay? And here's like the important part. It is not going into your sexual experiences with yourself or with your partner, like picturing billions of dollars or a fucking boat. That is not what this is. Manifestation in itself is attaching the physical manifestations of things that are abstract, right? A boat is not fucking abstract. A boat is a boat. However, the feeling of being on that boat, that feeling of that freedom and adventure and wildness, that is something you can attach yourself to. That is something that's already real. And that's the thing about manifesting. It's not just saying, I want this. The act of manifestation is tuning into what already exists in order to attract more of it. So like tuning into abundance, gratitude, safety, love, radiance, realizing that those feelings that you actually want, that it's not the man you want, it's the feeling of being desired, it's the passion, it's not the money you want, it's the fucking safety and comfort and convenience, it's not the wild adventure trip that you want itself to fucking Greece, you know, it's the feeling of newness, it's the feeling of being in awe, it's the feeling of wonder, being struck. What you actually desire are those feelings. And with manifestation, you attract what you are, not what you want. And the act of meditating and manifesting is attaching yourself to those feelings in order to bring more of it in. And I think you can see this, like if money is all you want, right? Like you just want money, you want money, you want money, you want money. And then you see people every day who have all this money and they're not actually happy. They've never actually tuned into the feeling, what it is they actually want. And what manifesting is, what this tool of orgasmic meditation, orgasmic manifestation, it's attaching physical sensations to those very abstract things. So what does this actually look like? How does this practically look? The key to sex magic and the O method is this. Being intentional before you enter into the actual bedroom, quote unquote, like the space, right? Take a moment before. I want money. I want $10,000 in my account. How does that feel? How does it feel to have $10,000 in my account right now, sitting there in savings? It feels fucking liberating. It feels good. It feels exciting. It feels safe. I want travel. I want a fucking trip of a lifetime. I just want to fucking go on that trip so bad. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be in that place? What does it look like? What does it smell like? Visualize everything about it. What are you wearing in this place? What are you experiencing? And how does that feel? How does it feel to be there? Are you feeling adventurous? Do you have those butterflies in your stomach? You're looking around. You're excited. For my fellow doms out there, something that I always do when I'm manifesting, meditating in regards to my work and my clients, the clients that I'm attracting, whether it be through masturbation or just in regular meditation, I think about the qualities in a sub, in a client that I want. I want creative. I want open-minded. I want intelligent, witty, thoughtful. I attach myself to those feelings in order to manifest, create more of them, in order to be that, in order to attract more of it. And for those of you who aren't DOMs, how does getting that promotion feel? How does getting that job, is it success? It feels like achievement. Like it feels proud. Like what does that feel like? And attaching yourself to those feelings. If it's your relationships that you want to thrive, not just romantic, all of your relationships, how does it feel for your relationships to be in unison, to feel like they're flowing and to be healthy and have this sense of community and belonging? How does that feel? I want a man. I want a man so fucking bad. What does that feel like? It's not the actual man that I want. It's I want to feel like animalistically desired. I want to feel pursued. I want to feel loved. I want to feel protected. What does that feel like? God, it feels so like feeling that safety, like actually feeling that safety, seeing it. I actually really began practicing this in a class that I've talked about on the show before. It was a pussy wisdom class, and we were guided through this group meditation. And this is exactly what we did. We thought of something, we visualized something that we desired, and we saw it, we pictured it, we pictured ourselves in it. And it was so real, right? It's vivid in our imagination, which is why, pedaling back, which is why it's so important to do that body scan, to get into your body, to actually feel your body. Get in it. Feel where you're tense. Breathe through it. That's also why visualizing a golden creative energy, gold is the color of the sacral chakra. It's creativity. Seeing that golden light coming into your body and then visualizing, using that creative energy to visualize what it is that you want. Like, what is that desire? And then as you're attaching yourself to these feelings, right, whatever they may be, then you can begin to trace your arm slowly, begin to explore your body, you know, caress your thighs, begin to attach physical pleasure, not whacking your cock or like aggressively using a fucking vibrator. No, not that type of pleasure. Just be feeling the physical sensation of pleasure, of feeling good, your body feeling good. Attaching that to the feeling that you are manifesting in that moment, that you're experiencing, that you're attaching to. And then you let the visualization go. And I think that's the part where I have a bit of an issue with the whole just like shout out $10 million when you're coming. I'm sure it works, maybe. I'm sure it does for some people. But the thing is I'm not going into the bedroom and having sex with my man and picturing cash. Like somebody who is wanting to manifest a family is not going into their sexual experience like thinking about a fucking baby, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Like detach yourself. You have to let the visualization go. It's there. Let it go. Because if you don't, you're not going to be present with the important thing, which is the sensations, the feelings that you are actually trying to feel. You want to be present with that. With that feeling. And those feelings will stay even though the visualization is gone. The other reason that you want to let the visualization go is, yes, you want to be present with the feelings and the physical pleasure and the physical sensation. But also, when we're so attached to the physical thing, it can become like this neediness and this desperation. Like we need it so bad. We need that man so bad to feel fucking loved and feel desired. Like we need that man to feel like we are a magnetic, wanted woman. And I think so many of us know it's not just the money example, right? Like we want the money so bad. We want the money so fucking bad. We see that money. That's all like once we get that man, we still don't feel loved or desired. Even if they fucking do, once we have that money, once we have that bank account, we still don't feel like we have enough, even though we fucking do, because we're attaching ourselves to the wrong fucking things. Like if we don't feel love for ourselves, if we are not able to attach ourselves to that, No one else can do that for us. No external thing is going to do that for us. If we can't attach ourselves to the feeling of abundance and enoughness and safety, we never will be able to. And so there's truly this element of trust in there too. It's like trusting that, like, I have visualized and put out there into the world, like, what it is I desire. And now I'm going to be present with these feelings that already exist. I can feel pleasure and desire and turned on by myself. I don't actually need that man. Like, that feeling is within me, and it's going to be here within me or not, regardless. Like, it comes from within. Okay, so to recap, we've scanned our bodies. We're present with our bodies. We have visualized our desires. We have attached ourselves to the feeling. We have begun to attach a physical sensation to that feeling. We've let the visualization go. And now is when you are ultimately, whether you're having sex, whether you're masturbating, you're letting that feeling rise. You're letting it circulate. You're not rushing to climax. You are, for me personally, I don't know when this started. It just kind of did. I think probably through so many of these types of guided sessions and such, like, I naturally now see a golden ball of light. Like, when I'm either masturbating on my own or when I'm with my partner, it's, you know, like I said, the sacral chakra is, it's gold. And I can almost picture this, like, pulsating gold ball, like this ball of light. And it's just growing, and it's just growing, and it's just growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting all-encompassing. And when that release eventually comes, it is just this, like, combustion of fucking light. And what that light consists of is all of my fucking desires and pleasure and feeling good and putting that out into the fucking universe and literally connecting to God. Like, this is the most sacred thing. It's, again, like life creation, you know, the sacred act of intimacy and pleasure that we are meant to experience. It's our fucking birthright pleasure, like, and releasing that into the world and then having a moment to calm down and just kind of like Shavasana and yoga. At the end of a yoga class, we lay flat in Shavasana, and you can literally feel all of the energy pulsating through your body from the workout, from the class, and you can feel your blood flowing, and you can feel your muscles, and it's the most important part of a yoga class, because then all of that energy is just, is settling, and you're, I mean, people call it, you know, you guys know it, post-nut clarity, those few minutes after, those euphoric moments after a release, just being present with it, not jumping up and on to the next. It's just being present with how those feelings are in your body. And then taking that out into the fucking world. This is why I say that our sexuality does not just belong in the bedroom behind closed doors. Because we know that that's not fucking true. Sexual trauma follows us everywhere. Sexual trauma is a fucking heavy goddamn blanket that we carry everywhere. It does not stay in the fucking bedroom at all. Keeping it in the bedroom is just a way to keep people in shame and keep people quiet and keep people prisoners to their own fucking bodies and feeling bad about pleasure. And that's what happens when we try to keep this shit in the bedroom. And it doesn't. It bleeds out into our lives. Shame around masturbation, guilt around sex, boundaries being crossed. Those things follow us out into the world. It's our creativity that's being fucking pissed on. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust our creativity. We don't feel electric. We don't feel alive. We don't feel magnetic or radiant. And the fucking complete opposite is true. The complete opposite is fucking true when we go into these spaces and treat them with the reverence and the fucking power and the beauty that they represent, that they are, like, that these moments are. When you can go into an intimate moment, whether it be with yourself or with a partner, and you are attached to these feelings and you are circulating them in your body and you are truly feeling them, that is going to follow you out into the day. Those feelings, those sensations are going to follow you out into the day. They are going to inform little decisions that you make throughout your day, which is creating your life, every decision that you make. And I think what you'll find is over time, it's you start making more decisions that feel good because you're making more decisions in this space of abundance, safety, love, radiance, whatever it is that you're attaching yourself to and carrying out into your day. That is the place that you're now functioning, that you're interacting with people, that you're interacting with yourself. This is what's going to fucking help you make that sale. Feeling confident, turned on, excited, safe, fucking abundant. That's going to help you fucking make that sale. It's going to help you walk into that group setting and feel confident talking to the person that you want to connect with. It's going to help you feel more excited in your relationships and when you're making decisions in regards to them. And here's the thing. I think some people listening to this might feel like, you know, oh, it's this like very sensual, like serious, ritualistic, like, you know, missionary sex must be as like manifestation sex. Like, no, totally not at all. Like if my partner and I are wanting adventure, we want adventure and we want wildness. We want a trip. We attach ourselves to those feelings. And then that energy of wild fucking passion, animalistic lust, like that's what we're attaching ourselves to. And then we're going to take that into our fucking lovemaking. And then we are making more of it. Like if I am wanting to feel love, I'm not feeling loved. Like I want to feel loved and I want to feel held and I want to feel comforted. Like that, if that's what I'm missing, then going into that lovemaking session, like I would attach myself to those feelings. And then that energy is going to manifest. And maybe that does look a bit softer. That looks a bit more romantic. And it's interesting because especially if you're in a relationship, and you feel that there are things missing in your sex life, the spark isn't there, there's a disconnect, doing this together can be so powerful because you can say like, what is it that I want to feel? I want to feel electric. I want to feel fucking turned on. Let the visualization go. Feel that energy and then let it fucking rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. And then truly experience how much more of it you begin to experience in life because you attract more of what you are, not what you want. And if we are constantly wanting things, wanting, and that's all we're ever attached to, it's just wanting the money, wanting the man, wanting the car, wanting the fucking boat, whatever it is, wanting, it's never going to be enough. Because it's not actually what we want. Our sights are on the wrong fucking thing. I have literally had moments with myself in masturbation and also with my partner where visualizations have just come to me, which again is why you let yours go. Like you let your hard pictures fucking go so that you can be open to like whatever it is in this moment that this pleasure and shit is going to bring to you, right? Like I have literally had visions come to me of like gold rivers like gushing from my pussy into the fucking heavens, like up to the fucking heavens. Like seriously, like it's, oh God, it's so fucking hot. And talk about when you're with your partner and you're coming at the same time and you're breathing, like fuck man, it's powerful shit, but it's also just as powerful on your own. Like I've had some incredible times of actually attaching myself to, I wanted to feel abundance. Like I just wanted to feel like I was fucking making money. Like I was successful. Like I was safe and secure in it. And then had these like super erotic, hot, sensual masturbation sessions and then swear to God, like make like $3,000 that night, like randomly off of, you know, it's just fucking crazy. Like, and it just, the shit happens because you attract more of what you are, not what you want. So always fucking remember that. So I hope all of you give this a fucking try. Now, whether it's just having a moment of intentionality before you get going, just thinking about it, getting into your body, noticing your sensations, doing it kind of quickly. It doesn't have to be this big fucking thing. Or you can fucking make a ritual of it. Like set yourself up, fucking candles and music and move and dance and get into it, whatever it is that's like going to build that energy. I hope that you guys fucking try it. And I will say this, I have never in my years of believing in this, in my years of talking to people about it and learning about it, I've never heard someone who has actually truly invested in it, who's truly actually worked to practice this. I've never heard someone say that it doesn't work. Like, I've never heard someone who's really putting time and energy into practicing this say that it doesn't fucking work. It fucking does. But again, going in and whacking your cock or rubbing one out and just like repeating $1 million and $1 million, $1 million over and over again. Like, if anyone has success with that, please let me know. And with that, if any of you would like to experience a sort of guided visualization, something like what Audio Bro experienced, make sure you hit me up on my website, thyqueendom.com. There are many ways to contact me there. And next week, make sure to join me for my interview with the beautiful Carmela Clutch. She is a porn star that I met at XBiz this year, and we had a lovely conversation. She's incredible and so insightful. So don't forget to tune back in for that conversation next week. All right, bitches, stay slutty.
What you waiting for? She's got what you need while you over there at the door. Nightmares or dreams, you just need belief. The queen has all that you should need. Just say the queen can come, that will be done.
Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she got in store.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Go and get them, love.
Thy Queendom Come is a production of TQC LLC, music by Guillermo Jamat Jr. and LDK. All stories and audio used with permission. Names and details have been changed to protect the sluts involved. I don't have anything else written. See you later, bitches. Wait.